Coach, over here.
The guys looked really dialed in today.
Yeah, it was a great effort. We just hit BP on the way to the game today, loaded everyone up on food and snacks.
Why are you buying groceries at BP, Coach?
Well, outside of the great fuel prices that keep the team bus running, I earn rewards when I use my BP credit card in the store.
So what you buy inside the store saves you out there at the pump?
That's it. We went across the board that way, and boy, it's worth it. We buy a lot of food. I mean, have you seen how big some of these guys are?
Whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, you need fuel for both you and your car. Here's a way to make the travel time a little easier and a little cheaper. You can earn rewards for purchases you make at the pump and in the convenience store when you use a BP credit card account. Pick up an application at your local BP station or visit mybpstation.com/cards to apply for a BP credit card account today. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. See application for details.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios at Billy G's, and Doug Big Al is here. It is unbelievable, like Tiger Woods. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After here on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, Seamaster on the ones and twos as we broadcast radio excellence for all. And we all welcome people to participate at 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. Tell that loser Big Al to drink gasoline and smoke a cigarette.
No.
That's the
He brought us gifts. Yeah, he came bearing nice gifts.
Doug, Donnybrook celebrated 30 years last night. I can't wait for you to celebrate 30 years on this show. Thanks to the Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
I'll be 30 years at Channel 4 here in another year and a half.
What are they doing for you?
That's unbelievable. Well, I don't know. Probably nothing. I don't need them to do anything.
Well, why don't we do something for you?
No, I don't. I didn't say that.
Maybe
so that
our audience would like to do something for you for being 30 years at KMOV.
No, in fact, now I'm sorry that I even brought it up.
But this, you don't like people
very
calling
sorry
attention
I brought it up
to you. But 30 years with a station is a huge achievement.
Well, I don't know that I'll make it. That's another year and a half.
Oh, you're going to make it. But 30 years, especially in this business in this day and age, is remarkable. They should call attention to it. You've been bringing people information and enjoyment for 30 years.
Well,
they should do something.
I don't know. I wouldn't want them to.
You know what, Tim? Let's take out a full-page ad in Variety magazine congratulating Doug.
Yeah,
30 years.
10,000, 12,000 probably.
I could probably bring them down on the cost
a
little bit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I brought it up now.
Well, you're not a guy.
That is kind of a long
time to
be anywhere.
You're not a look-at-me guy. But that is a remarkable achievement.
You're damn right it is.
I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. Just kind of stay out of trouble. That's what I've tried to do, just kind of lay low, stay out of trouble.
And also be good at your job so they like having you around.
Well, nice
do you guys know next week? Next week we celebrate 25 years of sports radio in St. Louis. KASP went on the air. I think next Wednesday will be 25 years.
Really? Who owned it back then? Who was it? Was that Greg Marasek that started that?
No.
Or am I way off base there?
No, it was actually Rich Gray who came up with the idea. I don't know who the guys that own this KASP.
That's right.
They just came in one day and said, guys, your last day on the air, you're done.
The KASP that happened when you were doing sports?
Yeah. They just came in on like a Thursday and said, guys, tomorrow's your last day. We're not doing sports anymore.
And what, would they flip the format to something else or they sell the station?
I think they went to something else. They were done with sports. And I think it was like 3 months later, the people that owned KEZK that Bob Birch was running decided they were going to switch one of their formats, 590 to all sports. So it was like 3 months, 4 months, and then we went to 590 under the wing of Bob Birch and KEZK flag and down there in the Sevens building in Clayton.
Well, don't say flag.
What about Sevens building? Are you fine with that?
I'm okay with the Sevens building because that was their address. I just didn't I didn't think it was necessary to say KZK flag.
And that format went along for quite a while until a lightning bolt, and that changed the landscape.
Yeah,
took a year hiatus from sports talk.
And here we are.
25 years. Well, there had actually been sports talk before. KMX had done sports talk for a long time, but I guess for the whole station, it would be different.
And then I think the year was, Tim, you're better at this than me, 1953,
mm-hmm.
when someone had the idea and they had thought about it for a long time and had talked about it, charity where they get to, giving back to the community.
Correct.
And they worked on the name and it was giving back to the community charity show.
That's correct.
1953 that started.
I don't know that that's right.
Someone will check on it.
Yeah, it was more like 2012, maybe? 2011?
David Klein of Hedonism writing in, aren't the man and woman celebrating 20 years next year? Thanks, David Klein, Hedonism.
He sent that in from Hedo, did he?
I don't know that.
He spends most of his time down there in the islands, I know.
Serious question, what is the update on Iggy's book? I want me a copy. We discussed this in the 7 o'clock hour, and we're scolded for not talking about it.
Well, maybe he just heard a snippet of it.
Iggy is writing the book. There is no official release date. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, Timmy, no release date.
Iggy's off, and now he's on a smoke break.
No, I'm right here.
The sponsor of the smoke breaks of Iggy and
Plow.
Can you hear me? When we say something. Yes, we hear you.
Well, you just said I'm on a smoke break. I'm talking. I'm not on a smoke break. I'm right here.
No, but there was a quite a bit of delay there.
There's nine knobs I have to turn on, buddy.
Why are we sideways?
How much of the book is done now, Iggy?
Well, it's all in pieces. It's all in pieces.
Six, seven, eight.
So
don't snip at me. Ask you how much of the book was done.
I have folders, so when I'm ready to start writing the book, all I do is start opening up all of my folders on different topics, and I start going chapter by chapter. And I think my friend Joe Hollerman's going to write the book for me. My ghostwriter.
You got a ghostwriter.
That's probably a smart move.
Yeah, because I can't write.
And do you think Doug and myself and Tim and Sea Monster will be somewhere found in the appendix?
No, there'll be a chapter. There'll be a chapter on what I like about radio, and then you guys will be in that one.
Oh, good for you, Iggy.
Nice.
Iggy's a nice man.
A lot of people won't like me after this.
You guys stop talking. I'm trying to tweet a nice picture of Billy G's because we have a nice crowd. Thank you to our listeners for being here. They always support us.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, listeners.
They gave us a sample of the brunch menu.
Yeah, they're doing brunch now on Saturdays here at Billy G's in addition to Sunday. And new items, these waffles. Oh, let them pawn your mouth hole, boy. Mm-hmm.
They were pawning. I had some of the, it's like a strawberry cheesecake waffle. Doug, you had the cinnamon apple.
Cinnamon, yeah.
How did it treat you?
Yeah.
Pawning. It was a pawning experience.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, very nice. I've not done the Billy G's brunch yet, but I'll have to do that.
I've done it a few times. Come up here on a Sunday and pony up on the patio. Holy moly, cockatoli.
And there is a nominal cost associated with it, just so we're clear.
Yeah, they're not free.
You come up here in your church clothes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, after worship.
Do you? They probably get a good crowd from St. Peter's, which is like right across the street.
Plowhawk, you working this weekend? Nine knobs.
Yeah, I'm 9 to 5 on Sun's Bat. I closed last night.
What time does that mean you got to bed?
I got to bed around 11:15, 11:30.
Then you got home around midnight?
No, I got home around, or went to bed around 11:15, 11:30. So I got home around 10:45.
Oh, you went to bed then?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the waffles, I mashed a couple of those last weekend. They're fantastic.
Oh, I like that. I like when you say you mashed.
Oh, it was a...
You like that, Doug?
It's like a cool way to say it, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, hello, Big L.
Doug, you probably just eat.
I do. I'm not cool enough to mash or crush or anything else. I just eat it.
Tell Doug to lay off Iggy. Thanks. That's from the Brentwood Forest Cabana Boy.
Well, I didn't lay into him. I just asked him how far his book was.
Well, we've already discussed it. He's got pieces of it. Sometimes that's the way people keep trying. They think of something. They write a few notes. They stick it in a folder. And when it's time, you take all the folders out. You bring in a writer. Next thing you know, bestseller. Hi.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. So it sounds like this book of his is in pieces.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Folders, pieces. You could write a book, too.
I don't have a book in me.
30 years in the business.
No, I don't have a book in me.
So I've talked about doing it, and I have written some stuff, but the issue is I know I would deal with litigation, and I don't really care to deal with that.
By actually telling the truth?
Right, exactly.
Naming names?
So then I don't know if I'm protected if it is true.
I would think you are.
I don't know how that works, honestly. But, I mean, it would be.
Well, the newspaper writes stuff every day that's true, and some people don't like it. I don't think they get sued over it.
Timmy, I know that I'll be sued for parts of this book, but what you have to do, what I'm doing is...
Sorry. So you've already taken that into account for the budget.
Oh, yeah. Especially legal. One person I know will sue. But what I've done is I make sure that I'm backing up what I say with people that have told me this. So if somebody wants to sue me, I'll have people that can go in and back me up on what I said was true.
Doug, they call those corroborating witnesses.
Can you give us initials of this person that plans to sue you?
No, do not.
No, I will not do that.
Thank you. Oh. I'll give it to you, Doug, via text right now.
All right.
Although I'm sure you know. Hey, you can text in 855-282-8255. It's 855 Cub Talk, and we wanted to make sure we got that, and we did it.
It's hard to do, probably. Right.
Yeah, because there might be stations in Chicago that wanted it, but we wanted it here in St. Louis.
That's a good idea, because someone may call and buy the phone number from you.
Yeah, so we're feeling like we're sitting on a real nice asset.
Yeah, it's like getting the names of websites, of teams and everything, before they do.
Doug, do you know anything about Ryan Kelly?
Well, I know quite a bit about refinancing a mortgage, because I've done it twice. And both times I went through, you know who, Ryan Kelly. Gosh, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's certainly the
Say
place
that
to go.
Say that again.
Gosh, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Not just because of the lower rates, because of the fantastic service you get from Ryan and his team. There's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now. Houses, some of them, selling the day they come on the market. It has never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender like Ryan Kelly. If you're even considering buying a home or refinancing, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it all on the very same day that you call in. And rates are starting to inch back up, so you got to get in while the getting's good. You need to call them and do it today. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refi or purchase a new home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700. Call Ryan Kelly at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Ryan Kelly.
Ryan Kelly, yes.
Ping into the squared circle versus Timberfake. Wow, wow, wow.
And he's training hard. He's taking it serious,
They
too.
Both are. They both are.
So Timberfake is back on the training team.
I have been communicating with him, and I said, if there's any BS, I'm out on this thing. Now, if you two want to put it together, be my guest. Because I'm not making any money off this, not really interested in, you know, taking time out of my day to all of a sudden become a fight promoter. But in the interest of the charity, assuming that Timberfake will show up and be on his game, I know Ryan will be, then it would be a great thing because we'll raise a lot of money for the three charities, which is, you know, a positive.
Sure.
But I don't need any for something that we, as the company, have no upside on. Why would I take on risk, much less the sweat equity that goes into putting it all together? So when we did the thing in 2012, I didn't worry about it. I didn't at all. It never even crossed my mind, you know. But lately, with some of these Snapchats, I'm just like, you know, man, if you're not right, I'm not interested in this crap. So, you know, I don't need it. I don't want to do it. But he's been training. The training, the prayers, and the vitamins, Doug.
Yeah, sure. But it's not like he wasn't kind of crazy before, too.
But it wasn't like this stuff. It's different. And, you know, if it would have been that, I wouldn't have been doing the thing with producer Joe. I guess that was 5 years ago. But
5 years ago, and some guy's still talking about it a lot.
Right. Well, he has the strap.
Yeah, he's the strap holder.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
His prerogative.
I don't know how I'd handicap this bout.
Well, I would give the edge to Ryan Kelly. I think the challengers are wiry, wiry strong, a lot of energy. I think he'll come out like a house of fire.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about a guy with some power in his punch, it's a puncher's chance. So you always have to...
That's good analysis.
You always have to give him a puncher's chance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you weren't picking Timberfake back in the day.
No, I didn't. I think he shocked the world.
And how'd he do it? He used his
puncher's chance.
Yep.
Yeah. This one won't be in the strip club, will it?
No. It will not be.
It's kind of an awkward venue.
It will not be.
But you don't even have to go. You should go.
I can't. But I won't be able to go.
But you can listen to the live broadcast of it, as I did, huddled around our AM radio with my lovely wife, listening to Iggy, who did a great job, and Larry Nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Punch by punch, blow by blow description, Doug. That's what they gave. Of course, they had it as producer Joe winning handily. But that's the thing about boxing. It's subjective. There's no scoreboard to look up and say, fourth quarter, one team is leading 10-3.
Which makes it much easier to fix.
Now, Mitch the Sex Kitten says, if anyone wants to bet Timberfake, I will take any wager. Ryan Kelly -200. That's the line that's been set by Mitch the Sex Kitten Sportsbook. And Biff is texting us from the Spearmint Rhino in Las Vegas, saying he just picked up his $15,000 in winning on betting the Rammies under.
Oh, that's right. He was excited about that.
He says, Tim, there were 388 girls here tonight. I met girls from Slovakia, Colombia, Brazil, Thailand. Might want to double check on the Thailand one. Cuba, Lebanon, and the state of Alaska, all on my lap.
Oh, there goes the 15 grand. He bet the Rams just would have a losing season, I think.
Yeah, because I think the over-under was 7.5, wasn't it? Which is amazing.
Yeah, and I think he said he bet like $1,000?
No, more than that, 15.
No, that's what he won, but I mean to get that bet, I think.
I don't know about
think
that.
Think about 5K.
Maybe he got 15 to 1 on it.
I know. It's a big payoff.
15 beats me. Beats me.
That's a nice win. Should have seen that one coming.
Jared Goff didn't change your mind.
388 gals at the Spearmint Rhino.
Bill Plaschke this morning in the Los Angeles Times says Raiders come home.
That's
how about
our
that?
Line. That's our. He stole
except
that.
He's doing it for L.A. It was a season during which the NFL finally returned to Los Angeles. All the buzz surrounding one team, all title hopes pinned to one roster, many of the fans dressing up in one color. But, well, the one team was the Oakland Raiders. While the Rams played in front of booing fans at the Coliseum, the renewed Raiders played in front of packed living rooms from the South Bay to San Bernardino, where the Rams couldn't dominate a discussion beyond their struggling quarterback and fired coach. The bluster over the Raiders' starry lineup and smart leadership filled the Southlands barbershops and sports bar. Doug, you like that, the Southlands?
I don't care for that at all.
I've never heard L.A. referred to as the Southlands.
I haven't either. And that's the only place they talk about footballs in a barbershop?
That's a hotbed of sports talk in this day and age.
Ah, go on.
The Rams' honeymoon ended in September while the Raiders' party extended to an amazing December 18th game in San Diego, during which nearly the entire Qualcomm Stadium was colored silvered in black. It's crazy, said Raiders linebacker Bruce Irvin at the time. I'd never been in an away stadium where the away fan base just took over the game like that. That away fan base was mostly folks driving down from L.A., and it's finally time that their team's power in the Southern California market be legitimized. If the NFL really insists on bringing in a second team to share the Rams' new stadium in Inglewood, and they might, they should know that the Raiders would be welcome. San Diego Chargers would have to first decline to exercise their option to come to L.A., which they have to do by January 15th, allowing that option to roll over to the Raiders. It would have to then be cleared that the Raiders could not make it work in Oakland. At that point, NFL owners should realize that while Las Vegas is a nice attraction, L.A. is the only logical Raiders home because in many ways it already is their home. Bill Plaschke in the L.A. Times this morning.
Mm-hmm.
How would the steamer like that?
He'd hate it. He'd hate it, and he'd make things miserable. He'd do something to hurt the Raiders. If I were Davis, I don't think I'd want to move in with Stan Kroenke. I don't think anybody would want to move in with Stan Kroenke. I'd rather have Las Vegas to myself than Los Angeles and have to share a stadium that Kroenke built. if the fan base is that big, he'll follow him to Las Vegas 8 times a year. As long as, you know, as long as they win. I don't remember that Oakland Stadium being packed when the Raiders were horrible. Now that they get good, then the fans come out of the woodwork. That
you
happens
gotta think,
with
though,
a lot of franchises.
If Kroenke were your landlord, you'd be done with a fair guy.
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't try to stack the deck in
yes,
his
he would.
Favor.
Yes, he would. How many of his former business partners have sued him? A lot of them. You don't want to do anything with Stan Kroenke. I hope nobody does. I hope they don't save it. I hope they spoil the market. They open the new stadium, and the team continues to be horrendous for the next 20 years. I don't want another team to go in there and save Kroenke, make him some money, because the Raiders go in there now that they're good.
And then they're terrible, and they come back to St. Louis. Guys, can we come home again? Sure, come
yeah,
on down.
Yeah, we'll have you. Yeah.
We got that MLS stadium. We'll just expand that a little, and that'll be your football stadium.
You may not have to expand it if they bring the same kind of team they had here for years. 20,000, but get it? Okay, show's over.
No, we were just we're just chewing on what we just said.
All right.
Looking to amplify our points.
Would you rather go to Las Vegas or Los Angeles if you're the Raiders?
I would like to go to Las Vegas. Given all things, I would prefer to stay in Oakland, but it doesn't seem like they have any possible chance of getting a new facility there, so they're probably on the move.
I think I'd rather move to Vegas and stay
even,
in Oakland.
Even
Oakland's
in staying
a mess.
Oakland?
Yeah.
No, actually, I mean, economically, right, Oakland is doing better now. They are.
Doing better. It's Silicon Valley is part of that
home.
Market, I suppose.
Crazy fan base. If they had, it wouldn't even be a discussion if they had the wherewithal and will to get a stadium built. I think they would stay. Vegas seems to be a nice spot.
Yeah.
L.A. with understands roof, not as much. No, I agree with you.
Yeah, I would do anything to avoid sharing a stadium with Stan Kroenke. He will find a way to ruin it.
Plowhawk will be on the reads for the Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. The Friendlies Listener Rewards just went on sale at 9 o'clock, and I understand they're already going very quickly, so if you want them, get them now. Friendlies, South County, $50 gift certificate for that Friendlies fried chicken, and you only have to pay $25 for it. How about that? It's Friendlies.
Boy, South that's County. A lot of good chicken.
I'm telling you. Friendlies, South County. That is the prize, or that is the listener rewards for today. Get it on InsideSTL.com. It's been another magical week on the program, and Doug, we get to relive it right now with our Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
All right. Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
So I get out, the flight lands in St. Louis, and all the carry-on bags are set on the jetway, except mine. They didn't have it. Didn't know where it was. Are you sure you gave us? Yes, I gave you my carry-on bag.
They usually give you a little receipt.
They gave me a receipt.
Well, then here's your proof.
Yeah. They said, well, I don't know. They don't know what happened to it. I said, oh, well, you walked it 30 feet from the jetway to underneath the plane. What do you mean you don't have my carry-on bag? We don't have it. That's what they said. We don't have it.
They said it like that.
Yes. I said, how could you lose that?
Don't you find that seductive?
We don't have it.
How could you lose that?
Cut two.
I used to do an imitation of him, which wasn't very good, but I would just like come up with something random.
Really?
Go ahead.
Mandy, I'm down here in front of the Mississippi River. This guy just caught a 400-pound catfish. We're going to see how many people it feeds. We'll be back at 10. Andy Banker, Fox 2. Back to you, Mandy.
That's pretty good.
Cut three.
You ever shower with Troy Brower?
I have not.
No. No, the media is really not welcome to shower with the players after practice, after games. It's really frowned upon, very much so. There are probably a couple who could get away with it.
Like who?
Strickland.
You think Strickland?
Strickland
could?
Probably could, yeah. He's tight. He's tight with the Blues. I don't know. Calvin probably could with the Cardinals.
Just because that Butch Patrick autograph got him a lot of juice around the ballpark.
Right. Shower with the Cubs, certainly, when they come to town.
Cut four.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
I drink Starbucks coffee.
You drink Starbucks coffee, all right.
Well, yeah, make my ass messy.
I don't know about that, though.
You're going through the motions.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
Have you taken a shower with Kiki Chuck?
I have not.
He got big peanuts on it.
Okay, put him down. Put him down.
I don't think Walt would mind that call.
Cut five.
Here is Corinne, Doug. She's 24 years old. She's from Miami, and I think the cat would describe her as a delight.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
I am not a runner-up, and my sex abilities are definitely top-notch. So tonight, I'm going to go see Nick, and I'm going to have sex with him. Yeah. It's just going to be magical. My heart is gold, but my vagine is platinum.
Vagine?
Cut six.
Before we go any further on this Kelly Chase goal, I got problems with it.
Doug, it looked like a nice,
pretty good
wrister.
Sinister twisted wrister.
God, stop it. He floated that damn thing in there.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know who the hell that goalie was, but he was standing on his head for about 6 saves before that. He let Chaser score. He scooched over to the right, and he goes, there you go, Chaser. Here's the empty net. That's what he did. I couldn't believe it. No, I'm getting to the bottom of this.
Cut seven.
And then I went to rent a car. In Colorado Springs. I rented a car that's seated five. I got there and they say, well, all we have is a Mustang. You'll love it. I said, I won't love it. I'm not 19 years old. I don't want a Mustang. I need it to seat five. We don't have a car that'll seat five. Take the darn Mustang. So there's not even five seat belts. I can barely get four in there. I bought a car that had five seats. They gave me a Mustang.
Sir, calm down. Did you ever get that, sir?
No, I didn't get that fixed. I drove a Mustang. I had people in the back seat scrunched up like that. There was no room for us.
No, did they say, sir, calm down?
They didn't. No.
Well, they should have.
Well, yeah. That was a disappointing rental car experience. Well,
at least you got the car you wanted.
I didn't get what you wanted.
You got what you needed.
I didn't get what I needed nor wanted. It was fast. Well, could pick them up and lay them down. But
I think you're just what I needed.
It didn't do real well in the snow and ice.
I think you're right. The cars?
Yeah.
Is it Cars or The Cars? Doug, what's your favorite The Cars song? I think it's Cars. Is it The Cars, Nurse?
I think it's The Cars.
Oh, it's magic.
Rick Ocasek married to Paulina Poroskova.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the model. Sure. I think my favorite song was their big hit. Right. Probably the big hit.
Oh, it's magic. That's all I got.
Yeah, if that was their big hit, that was one of my favorites.
And that song really, when you look at their body of work, was kind of an outlier as far as the car's sound. But yet many would cite it as their biggest hit. Why do you think that is?
Oh, was it more top 40-ish? Just more...
It was bouncy. It was the sound of the time.
I would say
synthesizer.
Just what I need. I don't know the name of where. I don't mind you coming
what about
here and wasting all my time.
Doug, what about the slow jam? Who's going to drive you home tonight? And I think a different member of the band than Rick Ocasek sang that song, I think.
Doug, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
you were showering with Lee Stempniak in the Blues locker room when that song first came on.
Maybe right when he got the news he'd been traded for Steiner.
And that was playing
Magic
in the show.
I think that's why they got rid of him. He was inviting too many media people into the shower proper.
Biff with more from Las Vegas. Guys, I bought a suite at the Hustler Club with Jesse Jane in St. Louis on New Year's Eve for only $3,000. Photo to follow.
It just feels like the 15 grand is not going to last
God
long.
God almighty, for a lot of reasons to that.
What are you doing that for? You're seeing the picture of the suite or the gal or what?
Now, what did he do? He bought a suite?
Can we get him to call in? Can you respond, Seamaster? I don't know if you were able to respond to textures. I know in a previous era of the show, we had a problem with producers threatening textures with responses.
At what point does Payne...
So, I think we disabled it, so I don't know if we can do that anymore. Can we get Biff to call in? That's a stunning picture is what it is.
At what point does buying a suite for $3,000 with a porn star just become blatant prostitution? Well, he had fun with his winnings, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. They've already been shipped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cat, you see it right there. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Doug Benjamin Orr sang Drive, not Rick Ocasek.
Yeah, that was a shocker to me, too. Benji's got some pipes.
I see the sea monster has texted Biff to call in from the Spearmint Rhino in Vegas.
Call in, big man. He's still there today? He's still there right now?
Iggy says he has Jesse news from the weekend. What is the news? Did you go over there, Iggy?
Six, seven.
And two. I was trying to actually get an interview.
Well done, Doug.
Get an interview with her, with the I-team, but it didn't work out. But I heard some things that the weekend that they had to keep a really close eye on her because Jesse seems to be drinking a lot lately. She went through like half of her meet and greet, and they had to take her away. Supposedly, she's put on a few pounds.
Sounds like everything's going well.
So they weren't happy. I'd be
chubby
curious.
Drunkard?
I would be curious to see the picture of that the guy has.
It's in the text inbox. You can see it.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Stunning.
Is it? What
does
she
really, truly, honestly is?
What does she look like?
It really is. Let's see what Biff will tell us, because I understand he's calling us from the Spearmint Rhino.
Okay.
Biff.
Oh, yeah, it's Biff.
Hello, Biff.
Hey,
hello, Biff.
Hey,
you still at the club?
I'm at the Bally's. I'm at Bally's here on the Strip right now. I just got home from Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah.
Why are you staying at Bally's when you ball so hard?
Hello.
Yes, hello? We're here. Can you hear us, Biff?
Yeah,
yes, we're here. Yeah. Can you hear us, Biff?
On the Jesse James.
Okay, good.
All right, Tim asked you a question.
Go ahead.
$15,000 yet? The $15,000 I'm going to go pick up tomorrow. I spent $200 at Spearmint Rhino. I was just window shopping. You know what I'm saying, Tim?
$200 is not bad. We're looking at a picture you had with a young lady. What's the story behind that?
Oh, Jeff Jane.
Hello, Biff.
Look,
Biff.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Okay, sorry.
Well,
sorry,
Iggy's
in the background.
Iggy, God bless America.
You only sold one.
Biff, Iggy said that there were report. Forget it, Doug. I'm done. Frank's going to bring heat. He'll update us on Jesse
Jane. There's a delay happening here.
I'm here.
And Biff, I understand that. I think he's getting kidnapped.
I'm here.
I understand that they're per Iggy.
The delay must be 10 seconds. It's telephones, new technology, I know.
Oh, God.
Try it again.
I'm here. I
understand
you, so
per Iggy.
So, Jesse James sold one suite to all the guys. And they said, and the manager came up and said, look, on one, she said 100 guys asked her, and she thought you looked trustworthy, so she sold it to me. But I had to give her $2,000 cash, and then I had to buy a $600 bottle of Don Perry. I gave that away to all the waitresses, I mean the strippers later.
Yeah!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Huh? So anyway, that's cost me.
Way by the power of the gods that you can not curse on the air to be great.
I said strippers. I didn't say any cuss words.
But sometimes you just got to hoist the white flag.
Doug, he's still going.
Well, the delay is so awkward. Let's just stop talking for a while, and then he'll talk.
Reminds me of Missouri basketball. They just keep fighting back. You know, they just won't go away. All right. So, emails coming up. We still got that. We're at Billy G's. We had some waffles. We talked about showering with athletes and also
Mickey Rooney
and the unfortunate character that he played. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to hear Biff's story.
We'll call him later. I mean, we tried. We did try. Yeah. We gave him a wide berth. Mm-hmm. The only thing that actually got through was something that we didn't want to get through. Cuss word.
But if you pay $3,000 for a room with a stripper / porn star.
And a $600
is that
bottle
of prostitution?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what went on there, Doug. Might have been just fellowship.
That could have been. Just
guys, my favorite part of the phone call is that the Plowhawk potted you guys down, but not Biff when he cursed.
Oh, so they could hear it? Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll talk with Thompson Coburn
after
the show.
No, I definitely.
What kind of dude is it doing daily calls now? Okay. You guys ready for the.
I definitely.
Delay.
We got some issues.
Now he talks. Plowsy, you there?
I thought Plowsy was knob free.
He's gone, too.
At this point, I would probably just say read some emails, Plowsy.
Plowhawk. 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. I'm sorry. The delay is getting really frustrating. It's about at 15 seconds now. So these emails would be rather good. I'll give you 20 seconds after each email for a response.
Yeah, we've been doing remotes. Okay. Doug, we've been doing okay. remotes, I would say, for 12 years, and I've never experienced a delay like this.
Why is it so hard?
But I did say to the sales staff for 2017, ladies and gentlemen, I won't be participating in remote. So I think this might be our final remote, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I said I'm done with remotes.
Okay.
So either way, Plowhawk, when you hear this, sometime at 10:30, begin reading the emails for our email of the day, brought to you by Hot Shots.
Hit the lever, Plowsy. 6, 7. Oh, there.
Yeah, you got me. I just wanted to make sure the music was playing and everything. You guys ready to go? This is actually a pretty good batch.
Yes. Go ahead.
Hello, Douglas. This email is
batch
to
away.
This email is to confirm your full body sensual massage at 1 a.m. December 7th. Being that you requested such an odd time to be serviced, we will have to add on premium to bring in Carlos, the Latino boy you requested. Furthermore, since Carlos is only 11 years old, we will have to tack on another extra charge to cover his parents looking the other way. Believe me, though, they need the money. Try not to make a mess. Thanks. That is from Mr. Hands.
No, that was over the line.
That was vile, and we'll not get a check.
Mr. Hands has been suspended, in fact. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name is appearing in the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule, which is leather-bound.
Well, by
okay, Plowsy, we're good.
Well, by the time this email of the day comes, Tawny and I will be in a car with Engine Joe as he shows us some new pads. Doug, do you prefer pads or houses? Never mind, nobody cares what you think. We told Engine Joe that the vaulted ceilings were because after a hot sesh with Doug, he liked to be pushed on his sex swing like a little boy. A little boy whore, that is. New Year's, new me. That is from the White Collar Gangsta.
Any.
Yeah, this is a good one.
He's looking. Collar Gangsta just got suspended as well.
Crap Reasels. Your show always prompts much thought. Example, who is more miscast? Mickey Rooney as a Korean waiter or Iggy as a producer of The Woman? Here's how I imagine the Iggy decision taking place. Chairman Marshall is brainstorming with his minions and he says, "We need the right person to produce The Woman." I know. It just hit me like a bolt of lightning. We need a guy who addresses women as sweetie or refer to the groups of women as cackling hens. We need a guy who can suggest show ideas. A guy who will say, "Hey, babe, stop talking about all the guys you bang. Chicks don't want to hear that. Talk about pap smears. That's what chicks want. Now get out of here. Where can we find a guy like that?" That is from Doug Vaughn's Bowling Shoe Mold.
He's new. Doug Vaughn's Bowling Shoe Mole.
Hey, guys. Finally filled out my bracket last night. I show the squad from West Virginia making a run to the Final Four. Who you got? Don't count out Rick Pitino or John Calipari this time of year. But how are you going to look into the eyes of the kids from Michigan State and tell them they didn't make the Torns back? If Mizzou can make the move down to D3 ball, do you think they'll have a chance of finishing at or above 500? Thoughts? Oh, yeah. Doug, suck my ass. Thanks. That is from the Jeffco Gentleman.
No.
Plowsy. Plowsy. Plowsy, you have been suspended.
Oh, my word.
For reading that. The Peoria Plowboy has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name will go into the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension log yule.
Hey, boys. I'm a 5'9 white male and tried out for the role of Jackie Robinson in the movie 42. Still not sure how I didn't get it. It's sad to think that in the 21st century, we don't have equal opportunity for parts in Hollywood. Showbiz should take after Doug's rump. Equal opportunity for all men to get into. Regards, Stubby Clap.
Mm. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Plowsy, are there any good ones at all?
Yeah, we got
anything at all that's good?
Got a solid one right here from a legend, Misty Plops, if you'd like to hear it.
The one that's not vile. Okay, sure. Keep it clean, though.
Guys, it's a new year, and you know what that means. A whole new list of top five Asians. Yay! Number five. Still, Pat Morita. You can't keep a good Asian man down, especially when the Karate Kid book claims he's basically a human tripod. Number four, Jerry Orbach. Great in basically everything he ever did. Dirty Dancing, Meet the Parents, Need I Go On? Number three, Brian Henson. Sure, he left the station more than a year ago, but we keep him close so we can still claim to have an Asian friend. Number two, Mickey Rooney. Let's face it. The reason I sometimes click on Asians tab on YouPorn and the number one Asian for 2017 is none other than Bubba the Love Sponge. He may be from South Jersey, but his combination of stress eating and facelifts brought by Groupon has him looking like Bruce Lee got attacked by more bees than poor old Thomas J. That is from Misty Plops. And I'm pretty sure that's...
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
That's really all the good ones. I can do one more if you would like.
We haven't had a good one yet. We've yet to have a good one.
All right, we'll read this one. Oh, I haven't.
Read a bad one.
Just read the next one that your little hands come upon, and I'm sure it'll be as good or better than anything we've heard so far.
Morn, boys. Douglas, you there?
I hear a helicopter now in the background.
On this show this morning, I've long been snug like a bug in a rug with you, Doug, while I give you a tug without even a shrug, and you finish in my coffee mug. Okay, that one's a little vile. That's from Lenny Dykstra's Curious Sister. I like the name.
Little vile.
All right, we got enough.
Yeah, we got enough. That'll do it. Thank you very much, Plowhawk. There it is, the email of the day. Doug, it's presented by Hot Shots, and we have TMA Live at Hot Shots. Dorset for our listeners on Thursday, January 12th.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with Stubby Clap, Tim. It was a little vile, but we didn't have a really squeaky clean bunch, and I always vote for the one that made me laugh the most, so I went Stubby Clap.
I can't vote for any of those. They were all horrible. I'm not voting for any of them.
What about the white-collar gangster? He was all right.
He's vile.
Vile?
Yeah, he got suspended.
Doug Bond's bowling shoe mold seemed to bring it.
He was probably the least of the vile.
So you'll go with that one.
I'm not voting for any of them. They were all horrible.
I go with the cat's vote of Stubby Applause. And that is the email of the day winner. Two tickets for the Gateway Fighting Series, 7:30 p.m. Saturday night at Chaffetz Arena. Get 50% off your tickets for this event with listener rewards on InsideSTL.com. Frank Cusimano comes up next. It is the Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Doug, that's coming your way at 10 o'clock.
Okay. I'll be sure to listen.
I'm gonna head out.
Sports type show.
I'll be in the car. I'll listen to Frank a Doodle.
He had good stuff yesterday. He had Lewis Reed on, the president of the Board of Aldermen. It's a good interview on the state of things with the MLS and the Blues, Scott Trade Center renovations. We are always grateful to the great people at Billy G's for having us here and all of the listeners for showing up having a nice little pony. Big Al is approaching the dais, Doug. It's a dais?
Yeah, he's doing some double-fisted drinking.
Yes, well, it is, after all, 9:55.
Right.
He's a great fan of the show. He's part of the family.
Speaking. So we're grateful for that and have enjoyed it as always. And don't forget brunch now at Billy G's. It starts tomorrow as well as Sundays. They're doing Saturday brunches starting tomorrow at Billy G's from 10 to 2. And, of course, still the Sunday brunches. Billy G's, man oh man, do they have some delicious treats and a perfect place to pony up on your weekend pony shows.
I'm going to polish off the rest of that waffle on the way out. I think so. Yeah, that was a really good apple cinnamon waffle, Belgian variety.
There's butter, like a buttery nipple.
So yeah. Oh, yeah, I had a buttery nipple last night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of things. None of it made
covered a lot of ground.
Any sense.
Yeah. Well, the problem with the phone lines.
Happens to the best of them. Sometimes it happens, and we apologize. It doesn't happen often, but sometimes it happens, and you just got to grind through it. Unfortunately, a handful of the listeners get violently angry with their texts because of it, and for their sake,
what are we supposed
we would like to apologize. I can understand how you can want to get violent over a delay.
It would absolutely ruin your day if you're in the car driving. And the radio station has a problem with the phone line. I mean, how much can one man take?
Frank will be bringing the heat from the studios to the Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef. Hand up to Frank Cusmano, the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamoss, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, today on the road at Billy G.